I just wanna take you out and show you up. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I don't want me a trophy.
They call me MVP.
Trophy.
They call me MVP.
I want me a trophy.
They call me MVP.
A trophy. I want me a trophy.
They call me MVP.
Trophy.
They call me MVP.
Freestyle Friday.
Good morning, evening, afternoon. You are listening to Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday. I'm gonna get right to it. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet today. Vote day coming. Vote day coming. Vote they coming, 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 vote the day is coming, so just stand it. Oh, sorry. My Uncle Luke came out. hey, vote they coming. So, what y'all gonna do? I already voted. Everybody here already know who I voted for. Ain't no need. If you don't know, you're going to find out by the time I start talking about the candidates in a couple of seconds. But I just want to take a couple of seconds here and say, hey, it's very important to vote. What I have done this over the past couple of weeks, I went and spoke to a lot of voters. And I always say, I have been saying lately that there's no such thing as undecided voters. So, because you have values. And, well, in this election here, you have values. Sorry, guys, I spilled stuff all over my keyboard. So, I have to clean it up before it gets deep down in there and messed stuff up. So, I got to clean it up, turn it over. Sorry. Anyway, the values of these two candidates are so different that you cannot really have gone this far, paid this much attention, and be by this time undecided. But however, there are people who has been paying no attention to this. A lot of kids, a lot of first time voters. So now when people say undecided voter, I kind of get what they're speaking of. Because there are undecided voters out there that, quite frankly, in America, we're the only people that pay so much attention to politics for so long. As in, we've been anticipating that Donald Trump was going to run for president 4 years ago. We knew he was going to do it. Coverage has been on him for the past 4 years. We have a 4-year cycle going. And not a 4-year cycle where downtime exists. There's no downtime in the American political system, which is not good at all. That means it's monetized. That means it's a business now. Because we basically have two businesses that we're running for. Either we're going to accept one business or the other. There's no in between. We don't have enough parties. I'm not going to get into that too much today. When we come back from the freestyles that I have set up for today, I'm going to talk about Kamala Harris and her plea to America, Donald Trump and his plea to America, and then we're going to talk about Lil Durk.
They call me MVP.
I want me a trophy.
16 King.
A trophy.
Yeah. They call me MVP. When we hand in hand on the field, I seen that ass from the stands. Nosebleeds had to be nosy. Touchdown in your town and give you everything that you see. It's just the life you like and really won't. Spending cash like the lottery, I really won't. show you my identity and how my reach supremacy, then give your ultimatum, Jason Bourne.
And we are back. So, this week we had two big pleas for our vote. The final pleas for the vote before they go out, and basically the final national pleas to the vote before the candidates go out and try to convince the last few people to go ahead and vote for them. We have Kamala, who I want to talk about her last, but I'm going to talk about her first because it makes more sense when I go through it. Kamala, who is basically a black woman, an Asian woman, a black American, Asian American, however you want to call her. She's a woman and a woman of color. So she is starting from the bottom floor, fighting. She has to do a lot. Like any black person that grew up in America, especially in the 80s and 90s, 60s and 70s and all that, have heard, when you are black in America, you have to be 3 times better in order to get the bare minimum out of these people, because 3 times better is only going to get them to look at you. When you are overachiever, everybody's going to do everything they can to bring you down, especially when you're a black woman, because you are fighting against black men, white men, and white women, who for a long time you thought was your ally. No. And I say that even though there's a podcast that I released a couple of weeks ago that said that black men aren't really the problem. Black men are not really the problem because, I mean, they're still voting overwhelmingly for Kamala. It's them white women that are really the problem when it comes to this. I want you vote in your own self-interest. But it is the white women that votes against their own self-interest more in order to appease, I guess, the talking words out of their husband's mouths or father's mouths or whatever, because the number of women who voted against Hillary, and that I still hear saying that women shouldn't lead, while they are in their own trying to lead in their personal lives, you know, I'm talking about business owners, I'm talking about upper level management, I'm talking about mid level management, I'm talking about people that run their house. I know people that has had abortions and said it outwardly that women shouldn't have abortions, so they're going to vote for Trump. But they had abortions. So it's that group of people. I understand white men doing it. White men have been super privileged their whole life. When I see a white man vote for Kamala, that is wow. That's like seeing The first time I saw a Range Rover car, that's every time I see a white man vote for Kamala, it is that astonishing to me. I can understand everybody else voting for him, but it's just that the privilege. Anyway, you have to basically know I'm getting that. Anyway, Kamala has to fight from the bottom for every single vote that she gets. It's an upward battle for her. Even though she is smarter than Donald Trump, She has outperformed Donald Trump in a debate. She whooped his ass in a debate. She is more coherent than him. Donald Trump, I got to the point. Anyway, we'll talk about Donald Trump later. But she's more coherent. She is the actual politician. As in, she wants to do what she can to do better for America. And it's basically left up to the democratic process. It's what she wants to do. She wants to leave it up to, which, it's not going to fare well for me because I don't, it'll fare well for my children and down the line 100 years from now. But if I want to get everything that I want now, it won't fare well for me. The democratic process doesn't, at where I'm at in my life, the easiest route will be to go around the democratic process and keep steady with what we're doing now. However, it's not right. It's not right for the future. It's not right for 100 years from now. It's not right for 150. It's not right for 10 years from now. In 10 years, if we go the other route, we will be completely fucked. So I could go into detail about it, and I probably will start going into detail in about a week. By next Friday, we should have some semblance of who is going to win. I'm not saying that it'll be announced by next Friday, but I'm saying, well, if it's Trump, it will be announced. If it's not Trump, that's how you can tell. It will not be announced by next Friday. And we will have the whole situation of 2020 starting over again. But I'll get into more detail about all of that next week. But I want to talk about Kamala's plea. Kamala's plea is that if you want democracy, if you want a real democracy, you want to have politics be politics, as in someone in Washington, D.C. will be fighting for your rights at all times. Congress will be able to do their things, as in the Senate, who has an equal partnerships from each state, equal representation from each state, will be able to do their job. The House, who has a representation by population from each state, will be able to do that, do their jobs. The president will be able to put her bills in order, her executive orders in order, and we will actually fight for what the people want. That's her plea. And she doesn't care if you are a Democrat. She doesn't care if you are a Republican. So she is better than me. Because me as a independent, my vote ticket is usually crazy. However, with what's going on in South Carolina, I decided I wasn't playing that game no more. This time around, I voted the same thing all the way down. I voted for the president and everybody that has those presidential values. If there was something that I had that wasn't what I was trying to vote for, I wrote my name in. I could do a better job than they can. 100% believe that. So that is her plea. And when we come back, I'll talk about Donald Trump's plea.
You can work hard like Ike and Tina, or you can stay home, baby, and back clean up. Not clean up, but clean up. With a full pimp cup and cuddle, express your pain on my back when we cut our future heading northwest. As I spray my legacy on your breast. Retire from the game, not on spitting. You can run artists. I got king size bars like the fucking Hess.
And we are back. Now we're going to talk about Donald Trump's plea to America. Kamala Harris again. She did her plea in front of, I'm just calling them pleas. They have special names for them. I don't feel like looking them up. Her plea had about 75,000 people or more, close to 80,000 people there. She did it on the front lawn in the same place where Donald Trump tried to get people to, well, successfully campaign for people to attack Congress on January the 6th. So, yeah, that happened. Donald Trump's plea was done at Madison Square Garden, and I'm not going to even front. He packed it. 19,500 people. He packed it. So much for small crowds. I don't think nobody my body left either. No one left his plea early. It was full of, and I listened to both these speeches, both these pleas, and everything surrounding it. And just that in itself gives you basically the difference between the two. In Kamala's plea, what you get is her plea. There was other things happening at that time, but what you got was her plea. Cameras was on her. The news was on her. The comments and conversation after her plea was about what she said. I cannot find anyone to tell me what Donald Trump said during his plea to America. Everybody talked about the things that were said before he got up there. The things that were said after he got up there. And I can tell you one thing, for me, myself personally, I can tell you that he is trying this time, which means Kamala got him scared. But he is trying. Like, Kamala, I still haven't said anything. She still has not given a Palestinian person the platform. She hasn't had a conversation with anyone from Palestine to talk about what's going on over there. That is her biggest complaint. That is the biggest complaint about her. Donald Trump, the black community, is the biggest complaint about him right now. During his speech, he brought a little black girl up there and kissed her. Like, it was nasty. He aimed for the mouth, it looked, in my opinion, and everybody else's opinion. It looked like he aimed for the mouth, but he did at least bring a little black girl up there and try to appeal to black people. Kamala Harris has not tried to appeal to the Palestinian people. It's kind of like she's letting that vote go. I understand because of Israel. However, that's a lot of Jewish people who don't agree with what Israel is going on over there. What is going on over there in Israel? So, I mean, I think she would fare better if she would say something about Palestine. However, Donald Trump is reaching across the aisle. He's trying. I don't believe a damn thing he says because, again, I met both of these people. And I don't believe Donald Trump actually likes black people. And that's from... Again, I think my interaction with Donald Trump was 2 minutes. I'm not going through that whole thing again because it happened. It wasn't nothing special, but it was only 2 minutes. And I don't believe he likes black people. And I was not, I don't even think I was the person he was aiming his remarks at. But I just don't think he likes black people. I think he sees black people as a mark. I've seen the way he's been around celebrities that are not white. I see the choice of people that he keeps around him. So when you have people around you, it's a choice. Like, you choose the people that are around you. And if you just go see the people that he likes to keep around him, don't look like us. I'm looking at his business deals. I look at the things that he did as president last time, but his plea is of vote him into office and he will make you rich. He would get all the immigrants out of America and he will make you rich. And business partner. So I do want to say that I want y'all to take a look at what they think immigrants are. Donald Trump has Elon Musk not doing the whole time when he's talking about illegal immigrants. Think about it. Who is he married to? Who is his vice president nominee married to? They're married to immigrants. Now, I'm not privy to Vance's wife and how she got to America and all that stuff, but basically Donald Trump's wife got to America because she married him. She's an immigrant. Elon Musk is an immigrant, and he was an illegal immigrant. South African. He's an African-American. He was an African-Canadian before he became African-American. Oh, he might still be an African-Canadian that lives in America. Don't know. However, I could go look that up easy. I'm not right now, though, because I'm running over time. And I just post it right here somewhere. But illegal. But what they don't see it that way. Want to know why they don't see it that way? Because they only see brown people as immigrants. White people think they're supposed to be everywhere. White people think they can be anywhere they want to, so they're not immigrants. They don't see themselves as that. And since they don't see themselves as immigrants, when they say immigrants, they mean any person of color that is in America illegally. And then after it becomes them, they're coming after you next. Me, I'm a person of color. Been in America my whole life. I can guarantee you, once them immigrants are gone, they're going to look at the guys with high education that has done three times the work of these white people they sit around and get rid of them, try to get rid of them, which means they'll be trying to get rid of me. So I'm just letting y'all know what it is. So that is Donald Trump's plea. Donald Trump's plea is to vote for him. He's going to put money. Basically, he's running on a platform of, I'm going to put money in your pockets and I'm going to get rid of the immigrants. I don't believe he would run his plan that he's saying. But even if he did, it would not help. It'll be a detriment to the race. It'll be a detriment to America. So those are your two pleas. Again, Kamala wants to put democracy back in place, run America through the people. Donald Trump wants to get rid of immigrants and put money in your pocket. One of these is told by a truthful person. One of these is told by a liar, a convicted sexual assaulter, and a 34-time felon. Who the last time he was president, still received in through his family money from foreign nationals, and spent his whole presidency emotional and crying over what everybody else was doing. So, all right, we're gonna come back with a little dirt. We'll talk about a little dirt real quick.
Now I'm waiting on my first hit, huh? You caught me daddy on the first hit. Yeah, you even stayed after the first hit. Now that's what I call a bottom bitch. My motherfucking
Tulsi. I'm back. Durky, 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 durky. Dirt. I ain't even gonna spend a lot of time on you, man. So, and that's not because I don't think nothing little of you or anything like that, because please don't come shoot me. But the reason why I ain't even gonna do that is because you know better. Dirk, you seen your homeboys get killed. When you grow up in it, you grow up in it. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in it. I ain't grew up in what you grew up in. I ain't even gonna pretend I grew up in what you grew up in. I grew up in some very violent situations. I fought a lot, but my fights was on fists. I grew up in the 90s. I fought a lot growing up. My childhood friends and my childhood enemies. I didn't really have childhood enemies. I had childhood friends that I fought a lot still. You know what I'm saying? I had a certain personality type. I am a certain personality type. I grew up in the house. My mom wouldn't let me out. And people thought because my mom wouldn't let me out, I was soft. I was not soft at all. Anyway, Durky. Lil Durk, man. His situation is that he just got arrested for a murder for hire plot. And I feel like he's not learning. Like, he did not learn. Like, you grew up in this situation. You get away from the situation. And I'm not saying turn your back on people. You get away from the situation. You are out of the situation. Whoever you want to thank the blessings with, whatever, you are out of the situation. You got back in the situation and your homeboy got killed because of the situation y'all got back into. You did not leave that shit alone. You can still help out your hood and not participate in that dumb shit anymore. And I'm not. It's dumb shit for you. You got kids. You are out of that situation. You choose to go back into it to do shit. It's not dumb shit for everybody. So sometimes things happen. People might need to get gone. It's politics. It's hood politics. But someone like you could make a big difference in your hood. Bye. Promoting peace. Like, golly, man. Like, Chicago. I think murder, black people murdering black people is horrible. Like, it's bad. White people can kill white people all day. I don't give a shit. and that's true. Like, they kill each other all the time. I don't like when they kill us, and I don't like when we kill us, because that is white people killing white people is not my business, really. I'm here for us. I'm here for black people. I like white people. I like a lot of white people. However, it's not what I'm here for is black people. We need to do better in our own terms. And someone like you, who's a millionaire now, can do anything that you want to do, decides to go hire someone to kill someone. Like, can someone get on your nerves that much where you have to go get them murked off? I don't know. No, the answer is no. Yeah, what you guys have to do, and this is to every rapper out there, anybody out there, this is for everybody out there. Y'all need to get to the point where when people get on your nerves, you go shut the door and woosah. Like, we need some therapy up in the hood. Y'all need to learn how to woosah. Woosah. Play some goddamn on rainforest music or something like that, man. That is crazy. Like, this man is about to throw his whole life away because he can't control his temper. Puff Daddy, like, I'm not going to talk about the sex shit. That guy will throw his whole life away and almost did in the 90s because of a temper. Oh, y'all seen the video. So, yeah, that stuff. But I don't understand when you get all of that together. You want to throw your whole life away because of a temper. Lil Durk, man, I hope things get smoothed out for this. I don't know anything about the whole situation. I just basically heard of this while I was walking. No. I think someone mentioned it on a podcast I was listening to this morning while I was riding my motorcycle. I really hope no one got hurt in this situation. They got it before plans were set in motion. Because they said it's a plot. And I hope you get away from this situation and you can move forward from there. And leave that shit alone, man. Like, there's so many things you could do for your hood. There's so many things that you could do for the people around you. You are a savior. You don't have to be doing that. Like, if people piss you off or something like that, fuck that shit, man. Keep your freedom, man. Go be a little, I ain't gonna say go be a little bitch ass nigga. Cause you don't have to be a bitch ass nigga just by leaving shit alone. Just leave the shit alone. Go get some help. Go get some therapy. Go get some sit down. Find out what makes you, why you click like that. And take care of that shit, man. Cause you got kids, man. You got a life to live. All right. That's all I have for this week. I wanted to make this a lot shorter because I want to start doing shorter videos every week. So, yeah. So next week, y'all might start seeing a bunch of short videos instead of long videos. But until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla!
Trophy. That touched my heart.
Yeah.
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.